listener production.
Good afternoon, I'm Lachlan Itter. Patrols will be out in force on the reef these Easter holidays, especially in known illegal fishing hotspots. The Reef Authority is asking people to follow zoning rules when entering the marine park amid a mass coral bleaching event. Recent high temperatures, cyclones and floods have all stressed the ecosystem, prompting an even greater need for recreational fishers to do the right thing. FarmSafe Australia is warning against complacency for landowners and their workers after four deaths on Queensland farms already this year. There have been 56 agricultural incidents across the state, with hospital treatment needed for 24 patients. As school holidays approach, one worry for parents is how to keep their kids off gaming. Clinical psychologist Alan Ralph from Queensland-based parenting program Triple P says the concept is not the problem, it's the unfiltered access causing issues. He suggests starting with a good communication plan.
So it really comes back to the parents' role in managing this process.
And Skid Row, straight line drifting, aerobatics and a drive-in cinema are the new additions to Rocky Nats as the event marks its fourth year. During that time, it's gone from an idea to a flagship event, bringing $6 million into the local economy. Zach Garvin from Advance Rockhampton says ticket sales are already up on last year.
So we get visitation from every state in Australia and even some international. Because this is such a niche event, it does draw people from every corner of our great nation.
In sport, Celestial will be looking to go two in a row when the Brisbane to Gladstone yacht race leaves tomorrow morning. She took line honours last year in a race lasting around a day longer than usual and hampered by bad weather. Gladstone residents are being encouraged to track or watch the race through the Brisbane to Gladstone website to meet winners at the finish line.